Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Monday, October 17th, 2011, and I am coming to you from just a couple miles, just 2 miles or so from the Texas-Mexico border. I have been down here spending time with my family for a few days on a working, and I mean working 7 days a week vacation. We are returning to Austin tomorrow. I have engaged in an investigation talking to locals, ferreting out information, and we've confirmed that they have continuity of government, Homeland Security, ICE, FEMA facilities here in the area that we've actually gotten some footage of. We also, in the middle of being here, there's been a huge red tide fish die-off that's made news here in the area. This is such an incredibly important broadcast that we're going to have for you here today. There is a local paper with the red tide and what's happening with that. Of course, all of that, quite frankly, pales in significance to the main news that I'm going to get to when we come back from break. We've got a constellation of big news stories we're looking at. I don't have words to describe the magnitude of what's happening, not just on the Texas border with Mexico or the Arizona border with Mexico or the California border with Mexico, but how the phony drug war is basically totally corrupting and bringing down not just Mexico, but the United States and the type of gangster government we have and the incredible state of fear down here with the population who are Americans, whether they're white, Hispanic, black, Asian. You talk to people with blonde hair, blue eyes, with last names like Johnson, and they're scared to talk. You talk to the Hispanic folks down here who are Americans. They're scared to death. But I have had a chance to talk to people connected inside these different FEMA Homeland Security facilities, but that's really a side issue that we'll be covering more. Dealing with a total state of fear and a Mexican drug cartel shootout with the Mexican army inside the United States, just a few hundred yards away from the junior varsity football team. And the media here will not report it. You know, 3 weeks ago, the local editor, this was buried in the news. It was, oh, people that did something on Twitter were killed. No, it was the local administrative editor of the Nuevo Laredo major newspaper. And again, I am very close to Brownsville, and the Brownsville papers won't report on this. The Rio Grande City papers will not report on it. And the reporters have been told there, and the TV reporters have been told, if they talk about the Mexican troops that are all over the place. Remember a few years ago we reported on Mexican troops inside Texas robbing police, pulling police over, Mexican army vehicles, pulling them over, in one case 6 miles inside the U.S. I actually had the sheriff on from the Texas county at that time near here, and they pulled him over and said, we're going to kill you if you talk about it, and they took the drugs, the truck of marijuana that they'd seized back from them. Here, they've told the reporters that they're going to kill them. This is inside the U.S. If they report on it. So there's huge shootouts. There's been truck bombs and car bombs down here in the last few months. Not on the news. But don't worry, the U.S. cops are pulling over citizens, writing them tickets for going 5 miles over the speed limit, squeezing the slaves. But the police around here literally walk around with giant spots of urine on their pants when it comes to the Mexican cartels and the Mexican military. I mean, just unbelievable. We'll be right back with all of this and a lot more. The Federal Reserve trying to censor us. The Iran situation. Stay with us.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 17th day of October 2011, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a completely jam-packed and incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. Number one, Obama has come out and endorsed the Occupy Wall Street people. So has the Federal Reserve. There are new endorsements by the establishment. MoveOn.org admits from the beginning they've been basically trying to take it over. In many cases, they've been successful. All over the country, Ron Paul in the Fed signs, my own crew in Austin and others, like Matt Medina in San Antonio, people in New York, D.C., they're told not welcome. Basically, all that's welcome is a call for bigger taxes on the middle class, wealth transference. Obama is clearly engaging in class warfare. And the usual suspects, people that endorsed Obama during his campaign, many of which that pose as so-called anti-patriot, that pose as anti-New World Order people who are really anti-patriot, who endorsed Obama and then claimed, oh, yeah, we now know Obama was really bad. They are out there now saying, how dare anyone not say that Occupy Wall Street is as pure as the driven snow? Yes, we know that there are corrupt elements in Wall Street, but to just ignore the Federal Reserve like Michael Moore has done, to ignore the Federal Reserve like Sean Penn has done, and to simply make it a Tea Party against Occupy Wall Street movement And that's now in the news today. That's what they're basically doing. They're making opposition to the New World Order, opposition to the mega banks, either anti-Tea Party or anti-Occupy Wall Street, which both of which the Republicans and Democrats have tried to take over respectively. Again, it's good to protest the corruption on Wall Street, the crony capitalism, all the things that have been happening. But when Obama starts endorsing it, clearly that's an attempt to fully take it over. George Soros and his anti-patriot, anti-America ongoing activity is attempting to forge a color revolution, knowing that this country is on the verge of revolution against the private Federal Reserve system. The private Federal Reserve, Warren Buffett, Barack Obama, all of the usual suspects, Hillary Clinton, have come out and endorsed Occupy Wall Street. And they've had their operatives there on the ground since day one. Now, I'll get into the big news here in a moment on Iran, on the Mexican drug cartels, on all of it. But first, I want to finish up with this. This is the history of what happened 4 weeks into this. If you go back a couple months ago, Adbusters, which speak out against out-of-control consumerism and stuff like that, and I see their point, but their solution is basically a type of collectivism, and they've been big Democratic Party establishment supporters, and that's on record. That group and others put out the idea to occupy Wall Street in October off of the model of the October Revolution in 1917 in Russia. Now, people heard about this in the grassroots and through cyberspace and through Twitter. They showed up because they're angry about their student loans. They're angry about the banker bailouts. They're angry about the robo signing and Bank of America and all this corruption. So a lot of well-meaning people show up saying, yeah, now is the time to do something. And then from day one, it's a grassroots thing that listened to the call of the establishment George Soros system to come out against Wall Street. Then they show up. They are grassroots, but they listen to the siren call, the Pied Piper call of the Obama people wanting to control the revolution by triggering it themselves. Once the Occupy Wall Street people showed up, they're on scene. Once they were in place, then the operatives came in and said, this is not political, to make sure Tea Party people or Ron Paul folks or anti-globalists couldn't get a foothold and actually wake up the kind of newbies to politics that were, you know, for the first time, kind of like the Tea Party, showing up in the streets. Here comes the Democrats to take it over, just like the Republicans tried and in many respects failed, but in other respects succeeded in taking over the Tea Party. And so now we have Obama coming out and saying, I agree with you. It's the wealth disparity. It's the 99%. And I'm going to help you go after the 1%. We are all in the 99 together. When Barack Obama is completely and totally and has always been completely and totally financed, like no president in history, by the most corrupt elements of Wall Street, the big six mega banks and brokerage firms, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and others. There's no debating that fact. His entire administration filled with these people, stealing tens of trillions of dollars, continuing the exact same policies of Bush, run by the very same Wall Street bosses, the Henry Paulsons and others, just handed power to their underlings and other former Goldman Sachs alumni. And so that's all that's happening here. And we have this spectacle of Obama launching all these new wars and all this secret arrest and all this torture and all this secrecy and all this rendition and all this gun grabbing while saying he is the man of peace who's given the Nobel Peace Prize. Just like he is saying he's against Wall Street and then paints that as class warfare, anti-free market, when it's the Federal Reserve from the right with Herman Cain and on the left with Warren Buffett and others openly calling for austerity taxes, not to help the poor, but to pay it in corporate welfare and largesse and kickbacks and banker bailouts to them. It's 100% transparent and ridiculous. And now they admit this is the Obama strategy. It came out a few weeks ago that they plan to use class warfare, that they plan to use racial conflict, that they plan to use divide and conquer. What else do you think the banksters are going to do during this critical time? They don't want the American people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, northerner, southerner, westerner, Muslim, you name it, Hindu, Jewish, the list goes on and on. They don't want us coming together as a population and saying the private Federal Reserve got rid of Glass-Steagall, created tens of trillions in fake derivatives, bought up real assets with the fraudulent paper, now wants us to prop up their whole paper empire, wants us to go into indentured servitude. Herman Cain wants VAT and sales taxes to, quote, pay off what we owe to the bankers, just like Greece or Iceland, which we don't owe over 90% of it. We're now here to this point. As Republicans and Democrats try to sell this fraud, it's now come out that John P. Holdren is the person that Mitt Romney wants to be his science advisor and who he publicly says he would tap. He wants Obama's science advisor, who wants global warming taxes, one-child policies, chemicals in the water and food to sterilize us. Mitt Romney's for gun control, abortion, open borders, carbon taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and Republicans are fawning to vote for this. They're fawning to vote for Rick Perry, Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas, carbon tax lover, Hillary care lover. I forgot to mention Mitt Romney wrote Obamacare. Fawning for that, fawning for the former head of the Federal Reserve, Kansas City, who wants to bring in new taxes on top of the income tax. All those years they swore, we won't bring forward the fair tax until the income tax is gone. I always told you they'd keep them all, just claim that they were going to lower them down to 9%, because that was always the Federal Reserve plan, because the European Central Bank did the same thing a decade ago. I know the enemy. I eat, drink, and sleep this information. I know what I'm talking about. This is not hyped up hyperbole. This morning, I sat there for hours getting ready for this radio show with the information I've learned down here at the border that's worse than I even knew. It's unspeakable, the genocide going on. That's how locals describe it. The incredible conscription of the population into slavery. Oh, you're going to hear it all today, and we're going to cover it with documentation. This is so amazing that I don't have words to describe how evil the TSA is and their conscious plan to break our will and train us to be prisoners and turn all of America into a giant prison system with checkpoints and blood draws and hands down the pants. I don't have words to describe how evil the North American Union plan is to cause this drug war in Mexico that will end up setting up the North American Union security perimeter already established. I cannot describe to you the magnitude of how the system is running giant drills in and around Iran and how the neocons are openly calling for war with Iran. I do not have words to describe to you the fact that the Federal Reserve is trying to censor one of our videos right now and shut down our YouTube channel. This is all coming up today, and I'm going to attempt to be as calm and as focused as I can. But to see Herman Cain in the lead right now, 43% to Obama's 41. Now, I also notice here that in similar polls, Ron Paul is 43 to Obama's 41, or 44 to Obama's 40. But that's not getting as much media attention. And to see the public running into the arms of another globalist, it's just too much for me to handle. On top of that, again, Obama is fired up. Obama has a shout out to the protesters and says he represents the 99 against the 1%. And the same idiot Democrats are now going, good, now Obama will give me my free car and my free house and my free tuition. Did you get that when he promised it 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago? Oh, thank you, Mr. President. All my problems are now solved. Did you get that? No, you didn't get that. And so there's no doubt that the goal here is class warfare, divide and conquer, and racial division, which is their admitted plan in this country. We've got to get into those Occupy Wall Street people, just like the Tea Party, when the Republicans try to take it over, and educate them about what's happening. And the good news is, on the grassroots, they are awake to the fact that it's a fraud. At the grassroots, they are aware that it's a fraud. But the national media is going along with the hoax that it is Democratic.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be clear here. Coming up today, I'm going to open the phones up after I cover some of the news, and then we also have pharmacist Ben Fuchs popping in to cover all the new incredible attacks on dietary supplements that are really heating up right now across the United States. So that is coming up. I'm also going to break down the notice that the Federal Reserve gave YouTube over the weekend, requesting that they pull a video critical of the Federal Reserve. And right now that is being reviewed by YouTube. They have not taken the video down yet, and they have not told us the results of their investigation. But I will be talking about that later on in the second hour today. The particular video that they're trying to censor is at the Dallas and San Antonio Fed. There's video of both, where at the Dallas Fed they have signs up that say private property keep off and have fences put up in front of it, something they didn't have just a few months ago or three plus years ago when I was there demonstrating. You can see that in my film, The Obama Deception. Now they put up these fences and put up signs saying private property keep off just on the grass, not even on their own sidewalk. Now at the San Antonio Fed, they have their own marble sidewalk running up against the regular sidewalk. They don't have any private property signs, but they sent the police in along with their security person to tell us get off their private property, and then complained and said that shooting video of them in the facility was some type of privacy violation, and that violation, if it was found to be true, could shut down our YouTube channel with now 145 million views. So I'll be breaking that down later. You heard Ray McGovern last week. This is the closest to a war with Iran that we've gotten. Congressman King has called for war. Obama has said that, you know, there may be something stronger than sanctions. Hillary has called for that. Israel is saying they may strike. There are giant U.S. military drills going on around Iran that Paul Watson covers today at Infowars.com. Again, the green light as far as Israel and the U.S. government right now, the green light has been given. They are seriously looking at going ahead with this attack. Now, the green light was given late last week. Since then, you've seen literally, now it's just insane. The former head of the Bin Laden group in the CIA has come out in a video that we posted at Infowars.com on Fox News and said that Saudi Arabia and Israel are working together to set up America for a war, and they're a greater threat than Iran. This is now on Fox News. You've got the FBI coming out through Colonel Schaefer and saying there's nothing in the computers, it's all fake. You've got Ray McGovern coming out. You've got the former Bush administration head analyst on Iran coming out and saying it's all fake. Reuters came out over the weekend and said it looks like it's fake. It just goes on and on and on. The New York Times came out and said it was fake. And don't go to war with Iran. This is a bad idea because it's a horrible geopolitical plan, even from the perspective of globalists that aren't completely hubris or chutzpah-filled. There's large contingents of the Israelis don't want to go to war with Iran. This is a super bad news. But if you're Obama, it would politically help him. And if you're Benjamin Netanyahu, who's in political trouble and has an election coming up, it's a great way to get reelected. And, of course, bomb those nuclear sites. It'll cause incredible Chernobyl-type events, similar to what we've seen with Fukushima, as the radiation levels across the northern hemisphere just climb and climb and climb. And the EPA's response is just to raise the levels of radiation and to say that much higher levels are safer. Now, I literally prayed this morning that God would give me clarity and focus to truly articulate to you the absolute truth of what's happening here in the United States with the Mexico situation and how it ties in to the move towards the North American Union. And what I've discovered here, and the special guest, I haven't even announced this yet, that's going to be joining us in 1 hour from here. We'll call him David. That's not his name. And all of his information checked out. It's confirmed what I've gotten from other reporters in the area, what I've gotten from police in the area, what I've gotten from business owners in the area, what I've gotten from the Coast Guard in the area, what I've gotten from years of research and hundreds of news articles and sheriffs that I've interviewed here in South Texas on the Mexico border, sheriffs I've interviewed on there. All of it confirms exactly what the Banff Canada SPP document showed from 2007 that we cover in my seminal film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So this is all coming up after the break. Then, I will get into the Iran situation. I will get into the Obama embracing Occupy Wall Street publicly situation and a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Okay, my friends, we are back live on this Monday edition, 2011. It is the 17th day of October, and we are going to be covering the most important issues affecting our planet, our republic, our country today. Now, I want to get right now into my investigation down here on the South Texas border with Mexico. I am just 2 miles from the Mexico border right now. I've been talking to locals. I've been tracking their local news. And we have a local who has a lot of inside sources joining us by the name of David, 30 minutes into the next hour. So about an hour from now, he will be joining us via phone. David is not his name. My friends, first I want to give you the big picture so you understand what's happening here in the United States and what's happening in Mexico and where all this is going. The CIA was set up by the wealthy robber baron families of Yale in 1947 out of the OSS. This is all part of mainline history. More than 90% of the leadership of the CIA and its directors in its first 30 or 40 years were Skull and Bones members. Not only were they from Yale, they were Skull and Bones members, and those families were all intermarried. Skull and Bones, in the Encyclopedia Britannica, was admittedly set up by the Russell Trust in 1832 with British East India money in a contract for the United States opium monopoly. In the old days, they were able to control the ships and control the routes because the British had a monopoly in India and in areas of southern China, and they used the drug war, because China was stupid enough to make opium illegal, to corrupt the police and slowly take over the different regions of China. By the 1830s, they just economically controlled it, not politically yet. And so they made a deal to set up an internal private intelligence agency at Skull and Bones through the old secret society model. Secret societies of old are just the intelligence agencies of old. And they set up the CIA. The CIA, of course, during World War II, funded a lot of its operations with the Corsican Mafia and the Italian and Sicilian Mafia, bringing drugs into Europe as well. So they've always worked with and controlled organized crime. They've used organized crime as their hitmen. When the Indochina fell, when the French lost control of Vietnam, known as Indochina at the time, in the 50s, U.S. personnel were sent in the late 50s as advisors. 4,000-plus died during the first years of that operation. And you were told on the news they died in plane crashes, car wrecks, or hitting their head, falling, you know, in the shower. But they died, and that was later declassified, over the opium. At that time, the majority of opium being manufactured and turned into heroin coming out of the Golden Triangle area, Laos, Cambodia, but regardless, through the coastline of Indochina, northern and southern Vietnam, and the Vietnam War, now just Vietnam today. Of course, as Americans got into cocaine in the 60s and 70s, the big banks publicly took over and set up monopolies in Central and South America, and the large central banks that laundered the money and were run by the CIA and controlled by those very private families also continued that monopoly. Now, and I'm simplifying this, but historically it's all on record. It came out in the 80s that the ingredients and the popularization and the recipe for crack cocaine was distributed by drug dealers in the employ of the CIA, who were instructed to launder the money in the billions a day, even in the 1980s. It was over $300 billion a year, into select Western banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, others, all on record. Federal Reserve banks going back into the 70s, constantly caught, filled with narcotics money in the tens of billions. Endless AP Reuters articles. Any reporter listening can just search Federal Reserve Bank launder drug money, and you'll see it, or Wachovia launder drug money, or Wells Fargo, or Bank of America, or Goldman Sachs, or J.P. Morgan. I mean, it just came out, as you know, last year that Wells Fargo and Wachovia, $370-plus billion, they were running the aircraft, leasing the aircraft, CIA aircraft crashing in Mexico, 4 tons of pure cocaine coming from the source, on and on and on and on, and no U.S. government investigation, no Mexican government investigation over any of this. So, you're saying, yes, Alex, we know that. Well, a lot of new listeners don't know this history. Why do they make drugs illegal? We have a gangster culture. For 9 years, we had prohibition in this country in the 20s. The crime rate more than tripled. Alcoholism more than tripled. The profits of organized crime, Jewish, WASP, Irish, Italian, and others, went up over 400%. It is estimated by historical books and congressional investigations that people like Lucky Luciano, people like Bugsy Siegel, people like Al Capone were making $100 million per week apiece. And that was in 1920s money. The Rockefellers were involved. Joe Kennedy controlled large portions of the operation. This is how America runs and operates. There was a U.S. government contract with a bottled water company out of Arkansas. This is all in Mainline History Center in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I still haven't done that news report with all the video footage I shot up there a month ago, but it's coming. Where the U.S. government on its trains would fill the big water bottles, the types that go on the water cooler, the types that, you know, go there in the office. And in that was pure, clear moonshine shipped on U.S. government trains all over the country, quote, as the official water of the federal government. The G-men and others, the very one, J. Edgar Hoover, who told Congress in the 50s that it was a conspiracy theory, that's a quote, and that organized crime didn't exist. You can pull up the video clip online. You can pull up the news articles because he was a cross-dresser, that they homosexual, that they were blackmailing the entire time. That's why they hired him, saying there is no organized crime while U.S. government trains were full of moonshine. This is how these people operate. Mountain Valley Springs, the company, if you want to look it up. By the way, it's a great water. We actually have it at the office ourselves, but it's not the moonshine type. So all of this is happening. This is a gangster, organized crime, hardcore bankster situation. The Kennedys, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Italian mafia. Now, by the 50s, and I'm getting to the new breaking stuff in Mexico here in a minute, but you got to know the past to know the present. By the 50s, the Italian mafia had become second most powerful, the WASP and Jewish mafia that were teamed up with the Irish as well. All of those mafias were bigger than the Italian mafia, but the Italian mafia had a war and started killing Jews, WASP, Irish, and others. So those groups teamed up with the news media and ran a propaganda blitz and said there is a mafia, but they only busted with the FBI and the state police. You know, that famous meeting in the farmhouse of the La Cosa Nostra. And they said, okay, it's true. There is organized crime. It's Italians. And they basically wiped them out. The Italians have never been the same. They're little bitty compared to what they were. Before, they were at the New World Order table. They sent in a Rockefeller to take over Arkansas and shut down all the whore operations, all the gambling, except if it was Rockefeller. So they went in and took it over, it mowed people down by the thousands, huge wars, state police sent in, Fed G-men who'd been running the drugs, running the liquor forever. Now, their drug war was needed because alcohol prohibition was over. People figured out it created war on the streets, crime, energized criminals, corrupted police, so they legalized alcohol again. Right at the same time, the year after, they criminalized narcotics, including marijuana. So that they have something new to go after. Now, let's move forward to the 21st century. We told you all this with Celica Steele and others 6 years ago, Gary Webb before they killed him, Freeway Ricky Ross from prison. We gave you all the facts and said they're going to put in Felipe Calderon. They're going to launch a war. No longer are they going to be allowed to operate more than a dozen major cartels that, as long as they launder their money through U.S. globalist or British banks, Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands, as long as you laundered through them, everything was okay. No longer. A deal's been made. 10,000 Los Zetas have been trained in the decade before at Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Bragg. This is all public. To go in and take over the East Coast, and up through the border areas. But Sinaloa, the other big dominant group that's on the East Coast, then there's also the cartel, as it's known, and then there's at least still five other, depending on how you look at it, subgroups. And they're all killing each other. The Mexican government has the tax money. It's the main organizer. It runs drugs itself and is constantly caught. And so it's a total free-for-all. It comes out in Fast and Furious. I'll get to the new stuff here in a minute. This is so bombshell. The new information comes out in federal court when the Mexican government ships a Sinaloa number two guy up to Chicago for federal trial. He comes in and says, national security, for 5.5 years, we're allowed to ship in unlimited tonnage through the U.S. border, and we are given guns by the ATF. And that's why it then came out. It wasn't just gun shops ordered to sell guns to people to track them. That was the cover to just blame the Second Amendment. That was one layer of the onion. The big layer the key core layer was, in one shipment alone now in federal court, 2,000 weapons, including a lot of them fully auto, confiscated by ATF, shipped directly to Sinaloa in a double cross, in a balance of power. The globalists are all about divide and conquer, against their own Los Zetas, who, even though they were trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, and Celica Castillo, they tried to recruit him. He was a military trainer all over Latin America, former DEA. He said, no, this is 6 years ago on my show. He was told, and others we talked to, that this whole war was coming. He told you this war was coming to consolidate it down to one cartel that works for the private Federal Reserve, and that Calderon would be put in. But now Zetas at many levels, because their whole leadership's been wiped out. Their average age of their leaders now is about 25. They just caught the number two guy. What is he, 32 years old, yesterday, for firebombing and blowing up that casino that wouldn't pay protection money and cutting all the heads off. I mean, this is what's going on. 40-plus thousand dead in 3 years. Genocide. Ghost town on the Texas border. I'm down here right now. Beautiful hotels everywhere. Nobody in them. I talk to locals. They say about a third of the people come down here that used to, even during peak times. I mean, it is a ghost town down here. Nothing. No one is here but rich Mexicans who are all wearing USA shirts saying, we like the USA. Mexico has imploded. Mexico's a failed state, but that's coming up. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, about the total breakdown and failure of society by design by the social engineers. So we told you 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, all this was coming. We told you 3 years ago, Obama would blame the Second Amendment. We told you all of this was unfolding. Now they have got Sinaloa being given weapons, shipping their cocaine in. They've got Zeta killers that are really Sinaloa running around chopping their heads off. And you've got, here's the key, you've got conscription going on. And then I've got breaking news about invasions of the U.S. You heard me right. Breaking news. Tell everybody you know to tune in. I'm not even a very good talk show host. I should have said this at the very start of the show. But I tend to cover the sub-issues first. I should have told you day one, there was a helicopter Mexican drug cartel attack 8 days ago, well, what's the Friday before last? 8-9 days ago, in the town of Rio Grande City, just a few miles from where I'm at, where the high school junior varsity football game had to basically get shut down with machine gun fire, helicopters, Mexican troops, many miles. In fact, Richard, look up, last night I had it, but look up how far away that sports stadium is from the border. This is many miles inside, total hell, but not on TV, not on radio, not in print, because the whole local news has been told, you talk about it, you're dead. And a few miles from that over the border, the administrative editor of the Nuevo Laredo newspaper, we'll put this on screen, were hung for putting out a Twitter talking about what cartels are doing. In Nuevo Laredo, across the border, they won't even talk about it when their own families are killed. Most nights, everybody sleeps on mattresses on the floor because the bullets are shooting through. It's total genocide. And the cartels come to you and they say, pick a side, and they line up whole families in the street and just shoot them. 40,000 is probably a low number. 60,000 died in 10 years of the Vietnam War. We're talking about, I don't know, what's 40-plus thousand divided into 3 years? We're talking about 13,000, 12,000 or more a year that we know of, 5,000 on the U.S. side, so that's 45,000 dead. There's been car bombs and truck bombs down here where I'm at, and no one will talk in America. The intimidation has already begun. We've got news articles here where the cartels are now recruiting high schoolers in Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth. The police are all scared. And you heard Dr. Pachinik with his inside sources talking about it on the show last week. The Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas police will not even do anything about it. America has got its legs, basically, you know, the tail between the legs, absolutely in total abject fear, with the CIA running the entire operation, a psych warfare program to destabilize Mexico, wage a total war over the $500 billion a year conservatively coming up into the United States through it. You've got reporters in the U.S. Newspapers have been attacked here, afraid to talk about it. You got Mexican troops operating, huge firefights going on every other night. You've got giant FEMA camps right down the road from where I'm at. Let me give you the names of those. The Bayview Detention Center, the Tent City in Raymondsville, You've got drug flights coming into these bases at night. These camps are just a cover for drug flights. You've got special forces all over the place. You've got Mexican troops in unmarked uniforms being flown in, firefights right by the high schools, everyone completely scared. And here's the key. They line up now, and now it started on the U.S. side. They come to your door and they say, are you going to join the cartel? Are you going to join Los Zetas? Are you going to join Sinaloa? And if you don't decide to join right there, they just line you up and shoot you. And now it's begun here. And Texans come down, and they fish, and they're killed and disappear, or they're kidnapped. Or they get on their jet ski, and the Mexican cartel comes right up and shoots them right in the head on Falcon Lake, and our own media says it's not true, and then it turns out it was. Then the Mexican police go to investigate, and they chop their heads off. The truth is, the globalists have created something they can't even control because the people worship the Grim Reaper now down in Mexico. They all tattoo the skinny one. Richard, how do you say that? I forget her name. It's a female Grim Reaper. How do you say that in Spanish? Point is, it's all coming up. Total bedlam. We're going to break it down.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can look it up. One of the cartels, Sinaloa, goes with El Flaco. That's the male one. And then they've got the female one. And so you got the male and female death gods with these tattoos of Grim Reapers and the people loving dying, 40-plus thousand dead. Previously, the cartels wouldn't kill kids. Now they're blowing toddlers' heads off, chopping people's heads off. And what do the Democrats do? And we reported on this 2 years ago in Arizona. They said it's not true. There's no heads being chopped off. That's why I got so mad at Robert Rodriguez when he put out a movie that shows gringos in cowboy hats murdering immigrants and shooting pregnant Hispanic women and implying that good old boys that want sovereignty and to control our border want to murder Hispanics. And then the drug cartels are good guys, basically, in the movie. I mean, this is just pure cowardice on Robert Rodriguez's part. You see, I don't want the people of Mexico aborting their kids. I don't want 40,000 people down here killing themselves. And I sure don't want this pouring over to the United States. And this is the type of disgusting stuff that's happening. So here's what's going on. There is a war. Now, listen to me. This is breaking news here. I've given you background, as I always do. This is not about sound bites. There is a SPP, North American Union plan. We've covered for 4 years, since 2007, to destabilize North America using a staged drug war to then call for a continental security perimeter. Obama just announced that. Now they're saying they'll use Mexican troops in the U.S., U.S. troops in Mexico, vice versa, Canadian as well. Now that's begun, and the public's just told to shut up about it. Okay? This is massive news. Just type into a search engine, Mexican troops to respond inside U.S., Mexican troops to operate inside U.S. under agreement. And then meanwhile, there are helicopter gunfights. Let me just show you right here. I can show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers what's going on, or you just go to Google Maps and type in Rio Grande City. Here is the Rio Grande right here. You can see the Rio Grande River right here. And then here, about a mile and a half into the United States, is Rio Grande City. And in Rio Grande City, not this Friday, but Friday before last, nine days ago, during the junior varsity football team game. In fact, I've got a witness coming on about this. He even gave me the names last night, and I made some calls, and I'd also confirmed this through some other sources, that this went on. We're talking just right beside the football field, helicopters, gunfights, just absolute bedlam, zero news. Meanwhile, all over the United States, it's always the same MO. Some old man who still thinks this is America. It happens all over the country, Indiana, Massachusetts, Texas, always in some suburb in a rural area, will put their gun in the back of their car. City shut down, helicopters, hyperventilating fear. The cowardly public saw a gun. End of the world, everything shut down. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands dead on this side. They are threatening reporters. They are killing reporters right over the border if they report on this. They're telling locals they're going to kill them. To the point of, here's the total proof, this is national news. Let the media, just like I told you months ago, Mexican helicopters were doing insertions and attacks here domestically, and then it came out later in the news. I got emails, oh, you're lying about Mexican helicopters. I had sheriffs on about it. And even when it's in the local news, it gets no attention. The government doesn't want you to know about this. They don't want you to know they're letting major Mexican cartels, the cartel as it's known, Los Zetas, Sinaloa and others operate with impunity, and the government's giving them arms, both sides, to kill each other so they can then use the crisis, as SPP says. They say in the North American Union documents they'll use three things to integrate. The war on drugs, the flu crisis, and terrorism. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.